Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Pharrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out a bad seed, a broken day, a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad adders, bad taste, bad luck, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in New York City. People dressed in plastic bags, directed traffic, some kind of fashion show. Got up, should do all my friends to come around, fetch a party up. Rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown. What a mess, a tiny, tiny, my screaming powder. All over Manhattan, should do that. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Every 855-212-4227 is the number to get on the bench. I only have to ask you, really. Are you with us tonight from New York? All right, 855-212-4227. Saints now down to the one, Carver High. What do you think of this game? They were down 10-3. Then they tied it up. Then they had the pick of Ryan before the half. Then they butchered the field goal with a penalty and the 10-second runoff. Is that like runoff of like my roof or something?
Yeah, they messed up at the end of the half there. They had an opportunity to put more points on the board, and they did not do it. And now they get another Matt Ryan turnover to start the second half, and the Saints go right in, and we have a touchdown.
So now they're going to go up. Oh, he almost fumbled the snap, but he throws the TD anyway, and they take the lead. Michael Thomas early in the third after the Ryan turnover. So who was it? Did Hooper turn it over? Who turned it over? I think it may have been Hooper. Oh, he fumbled a catch or something? Would he bobble it and they picked it off? There you go. So now if they hit the extra point, it'll be 17-10. Good game on Thursday night in Hot Town. We got that going for us. Carver High, very excited about that. We hate bad games.
And I'm rooting for the Saints, of course.
Rooting for the Saints.
Well, I need Atlanta to lose two more games.
For what?
They're my big season play of the year. I bet them on the over-under, under 9.5 wins. They're sitting at 7 right now, so I need two more Falcon losses here.
And you're in.
And that's my big win for the year.
Lakers are up 85-76 in Philadelphia with 10 minutes to go. I'm watching that one. At the half, Wizards up in Valley, 57-52 over the Suns. No Booker there. He's injured. No Wall. Beal's got 22. Thunder and Nets getting set to go in Mexico City Arena. I'm going to watch that one. Rockets and Jazz, bottom of the hour in Salt Lake Shakers. Plenty of hockey. Hockey. Flames, Canadiens tied at 2s, under a minute to go at the Bell Center in Montreal. Otherwise, overtime. Lightning all over the Avs, 5-2 with 2 minutes left in Tampa. Panthers have taken a 5-4 lead late on the Jets in Sunrise. Blues in the third early lead the Stars 1-0. Flyers, Canucks set to drop in Vancouver. Same thing, bottom of the hour in L.A. with the sizzling Kings taking on the slumping Senators. Sharks at the Tank tonight against the Canes, who were sold today. And the Bruins 6-1 over the Coyotes in Boston tonight as they got their 13th win. Penguins in overtime over the Islanders. Carver High, Penguins were up 3-1 in the third with under 5 minutes to go, and the Islanders came back and tied it.
A lot of heart from the Isles tonight. Matthew Barzal and Brock Nelson get them tied. You even saw they hit a post with just under a minute left.
Could have won it.
Could have won it in regulation. I'll take that point tonight on the road in Pittsburgh where they were down 2 late in that game.
So was that the first time they played each other this season?
I believe it is. They might have played one game in early October, but I think it's the first time.
Almost identical record, 16-93 for the Islanders, 16-11-3 for the Penguins. So that's a good night in hockey. A lot of games. We'll talk to Brian Compton at 11:20 East, 8:20 Vegas time about hockey. Our weekly look inside the NHL. Also, Andy Baskin coming up here in about 9 minutes from the Fan in Cleveland, talking about the changes in Cleveland as Sashi Brown is out and John Dorsey is in as GM by the end of the day. The Chiefs' former GM takes over in Cleveland. And the owner, Jimmy Haslam, everyone's favorite person, says that Hugh Jackson will stay on as coach. We'll ask him about that, too, because, I mean, my God, one win in 2 years? I mean, at some point you have to ask if he's just Suckville. I mean, honestly, how can you ignore that? That you, like, you think he's doing a good job? I mean, he's not. That's all there is to it. And then everyone will say, you got to give him a break. What is this, college? What is it, a rebuild in college? I mean, even pro football, you better win.
Even if you're rebuilding, and I get it, their roster isn't great. But even if you're rebuilding, I mean, you got to find a way to win.
How many high draft picks do they have
playing for? Two or three games, right? You got to find a way to win a couple games.
How many star draft picks do they have playing for them?
Well, they had 3 first-rounders this year.
Yeah, and they're going to get another one next year.
Well, they have 2 already. They have the Texans' first-round pick also.
Top 10. And they'll have the number one again. They never do anything with him if he's such a great coach.
Well, John Dorsey turned that around. Great a talent evaluator.
Great talent guy, but he ain't playing. How's that sound? Is John going to lace him up on Sundays? After reports early in the week saying things were looking good, Ryan Shazier undergoes spinal surgery today. They're saying he may never play football again. That is brutal news in Pittsburgh. Tennessee makes it official and hires Jeremy Pruitt, the Alabama defensive coordinator, as its new coach. Pruitt will stay on as Bama DC until after the college football playoff. How convenient for him. I got to tell you, I mean, what does it say when you're like the 9th or 10th selection? I mean, honestly, what does it say when everyone else said no and you finally get a coach after like 9 people turned you down and you're that guy? I suppose it's good for him. He's got a great job and, you know, great money, more than he's ever made. So he's the head coach now, so congratulations. But I got serious reservations about this hire, to be honest with you. I mean, you got to be kidding me. This is the best you can do? Seriously? Now, I'm sure he's a great guy, great family man, great recruiter. They always say these things about these people. He's just such a family man. Great evaluator. Great coach. Everyone loves him. All the kids have looked up to him for years. Sure they have. Honestly, give me a break. George St. Pierre, no longer the middleweight champ of the UFC. He's out with colitis. He gives up his belt. Now Whitaker and Rockhold will fight for that real belt at UFC 221. Your boy Carver High says, don't do it to me again. But Purdue over Valpo by 30 tonight. The Crusaders not showing up for their game at Mackey. Georgetown leads Howard with 10 minutes to go, 65-52. The Dons of San Francisco out of the gates, 15-2 on Eastern Washington. Iowa State beat Iowa by 6. I think that was the spread. Maryland blows out Ohio, 87-62. Rutgers over NJIT, New Jersey Institute of Tech. Good game, though. They beat them by only 9. Drexel upsets LaSalle. Cover! 72-70. And Northern Iowa slips past UT Arlington.
Cover.
I think that spread, I could be wrong because I remember spreads like the back of my hand. I think it was 3.5. And I went for it. I could be wrong. It was 3.5. I went for it as a top pick at 3.5, and they lose by the hook. Hell of an effort, though, by Texas Arlington on their road in northern Iowa. So we'll keep our eyes on everything. I'm watching OKC in Brooklyn and Mexico City. Tequila shots for everybody. Matt Ryan has the Falcons inside the 10-yard line of the Saints now trying to tie this game up again. And it's still 17-10 Saints. It'll be 3rd and 6. They can get a first down, I believe. So we'll see what happens there. We got a lot happening. Hoops, hockey, Thursday night football. Andy Baskin is next. Sunday, Oakland and Kansas City, Minnesota, Carolina, Seattle, Jacksonville, Philly and the Rams. Sunday night, Baltimore, Pittsburgh. Monday night, New England, Miami. You got to get on PharrellOnTheBench.com. Why, you ask? Well, like, look at the last month. Even, let's just say last week, 21-9 Sunday in NFL bets. How about last week in college football? 80% bets hit. 80% covered. Who does that? Me, that's who. Who do they trust? Me, that's who. Who do they want? Me, that's who. Oh, Ryan picked off in the end zone, the humanity of it all. Oh, Matt Ryan getting fleeced. I'm doling out every bowl game. Moneyline and spreads already posted on the website. And Saturday, good college hoop day, Indiana and Louisville. You get every pick, every game, college hoops, NBA, NHL, every day, boxing, MMA, daily fantasy rosters that rake it in. You hear fans calling last night, Pharrell, you made me a fortune with your daily fantasy rosters. That's right. You can't beat it. $35 a month. It kills. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Everybody loves it. They just won't admit it. Sign up today.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
Want to experience great live music? Go to LiveNation.com to buy tickets to Pink, Foo Fighters, Harry Styles, Romeo Santos, Demi Lovato, Maroon 5, the biggest country artists, and more. The greatest concerts to give you the best memories are at LiveNation.com. Get your tickets now. All right, 855-212-4CBS to get on the bench. Carver High and Coach Zimmer is in here tonight. Mike Zimmer, Vikings coach, running the show with us tonight. Back in the Studio 5 hole for Mafia, who's off gallivanting, drinking tequila in Mexico. He's off the grid, is what he tells me. Every time he goes to Canada or to Mexico, he's off the grid. Whatever that means. What is he, an op? Is he special ops? Anyway, God bless Mafia. He had a big game last night, 25-11-5, and he wasn't even there. My buddy filled in for him, doubled his output. We've got Andy Baskin from The Fan in Cleveland again. Our boy from The Fan. What's going on, brother? How you doing? Merry Christmas. Merry Pharrellmas. Happy New Year. Happy Holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Happy everything.
It's all good. Tell me where Mafia is, because I think everybody in Cleveland needs some of that tequila right now.
Yeah, he's in, like, near, where is it, Cancun or Playa del Carmen or something like that? He's in some fancy place, having more fun than we are. So anyway, let me ask you, so how quickly did that happen today with Sushi Brown getting fired and your boy John Dorsey by the end of the day getting hired? Now, there was a lot of talk that the Giants were going to go after Dorsey after they fired their crappy GM like Brown in Jerry Reese.
Yeah, I think that's the reason why it went down so fast. I think, you know, beginning of the week, you start seeing what the Giants are doing. And I think the Browns said, we better act fast on this. And I give them credit. They were decisive. There's no messing around. I don't know if they're going to get in some trouble for going around the Rooney Rule a little bit here. But, you know, we'll see what happens. Dorsey seems to be an exciting throwback for this franchise that might want to actually use evaluation of human beings rather than computers.
So Brown was a computer guy, all analytics. Look what that got you.
That's also John DePodesta, too, who did not get fired. So I think, you know, when they brought that group together, I think Sashi might have been – the guy who was in Jimmy Haslam's ear, was giving him solid advice, I think, at the time with a calming voice and, you know, new contracts, knew the game, but I don't know that he was ready to be in charge of a 53-man roster. And so what I think he tried to do was put together a team with Sashi Brown and Andrew Berry, who came over from the Colts as a scout, and DePodesta. And I think you look at the record now and you're like, yeah, that didn't work. Let's go back to old school.
Do you think, Andy Baskin with us, do you think that I mean, in the middle of all this, that DePodesta's a baseball guy and that he's not doing a good job either?
I don't know. We don't know. I mean, he lives in Los Angeles. He's not here very often.
What does that mean? He's not even there?
No, he Skypes in.
What is he, Phil Jackson?
Or Mike Holmgren.
I mean,
the way people want to play it out here.
You got to be kidding me. You just told me that. I'm floored.
No, he doesn't live here. He's in L.A. He does his job from L.A. I mean, he's here when they need him to be here, but it's not like he's not here physically.
What a disaster. I mean, that makes no sense to me at all.
Well, I mean, he wasn't the man in charge. You know, Sashi was. And, you know, strategic planning is his official title. We'll see how this rolls out and how long they hang on to him. And, I don't know what the relationship is. There wasn't a whole lot of talk about DePodesta today. It was all about Sashi and Sashi taking the fall for where they're at. And, you know, Hugh Jackson survives for another year, which is, to me, interesting. You know, and it's clearly he knew what was going on for the last couple of weeks. Dorsey clearly knew what was going on. So I hope these guys are on the same page, because I'm getting tired of watching press conferences where Hugh Jackson just throws everybody under the bus. Today he threw his offense under the bus, the offensive coordinator. So I also like Sashi, but I also think, man, this marriage did not work, and it's another one of those failures for the Haslam family. So they're trying to get it right. God knows nothing else has worked.
So, all right, so let me get this straight. Andy Baskin with us from The Fan in Cleveland. You're telling me that that Hugh Jackson, while in Cleveland, he's constantly, basically what you said, is throwing people under the bus. Now, my question is, I don't understand how anyone could think, seriously, that he's a good coach, because I've heard all I can take about how great Hugh Jackson is as a coach. And all I know is, and I hope he's listening right now, he's won one Mother Pharrellin game in 2 years, okay? So you suck, dude. You suck as bad as anyone else that has ever been there. You are a failure, and that's just all there is to it. Why is that guy not getting fired? I want to know right now from you tonight. I got to know, because he's terrible. And you told me all he does is throw people under the bus. That's what they need around there, a guy that never wins that throws people under the bus.
Why is he here? Because Jimmy Haslam likes him. That's the only reason why. And he's a coach that when Jimmy went out and hired him after Mike Lombardi and Joe Banner were arguing about who they should hire, and, you know, you went through Mike Pettine and you went through Chud and you've gone through Pat Shurmur, and so now you're trying to figure out who you want to be your head coach. Hugh was a guy they went after. They thought other teams like the Giants wanted him at the time. And I don't know, he trusts him. He wants him to be his head coach. So he's good for another year, and that's why he's here. And if he's the quarterback whisperer, I don't know who's listening. So the office didn't listen to him.
What did you just call him? He's a quarterback disasterer. That's what they should call him. You're telling me he's some kind of quarterback coach? Oh, my God.
What he got here, the quarterback whisperer.
Oh, shut up. I can't even take that. He's a disaster, this guy, pulling people every other week. Let me ask you another question before I vomit. I can't take it how bad your team sucks. I can't even take it. I don't even want to hear it anymore. I don't even think Dorsey will fix them. Let me ask you, all that matters to me is that LeBron James is he's such a beast. He's such a physical beast. He's a home wrecker and a dunker and a tomahawk chuck, throw down in your face, posterizer, and he bought a new fat crib in Lipstick City. The Cavs are on a roll, a bagel, a wheat thin, a wafer, a croissant. They're playing great.
Yep, that's exactly right. 13 in a row, and LeBron's playing like he wants to be the MVP this year. He's not complaining about minutes. He's playing a ton of minutes, and who cares? He doesn't care. He's playing like he's, 24, 25 years old. And I think the biggest thing that's helped him on this team right now, Dwayne Wade. Because there's no ego right now. These guys have really checked it at the door. LeBron is dishing the ball like I haven't seen him dish the ball. They're at a much different stage of where they are. This could be the deepest team LeBron's ever played on. And that second team that the Cavs have right now helped LeBron out more than you'll ever know. And I think the fact that Dwayne Wade's here and is contributing in the minutes that he has is the biggest difference. This team went from 10th to second with this winning streak.
Can I tell you something that happened to me before we end this that's more interesting than anything you and I are talking about? So I have my $200 D. Wade's. Remember I always told you I get my Dwayne Wade sent to me from Australia with his Sunshine Station Company, whatever it's called. And he sends, like, the greatest shoes. They come in this great box with his bag and these socks. Just the greatest thing ever. So the other day I'm in my driveway playing hoops, as I usually do 7 days a week. And I'm playing with my daughter, Chop, who's a little baller. And I went into the grass to get a rebound, and I stepped in about a 40-pound pile of dog cable in my Dwayne Wade's. And I mean to tell you, the amount, because the bottom of the Dwayne Wade's have these little cracks and ravines and edges that grab the hardwood floor when you play basketball. They're meant to be like sticky pad bottoms. And I have to tell you, this was one of the great dog cable steps of all time, because the cable spread through the shoe like a waffle iron. And literally now, like 6 days later, I still, with like a meat tenderizer, am pounding the shoe on cement and in water to get the cable out of the waffle iron, deep crevices inside the shoe. It has completely destroyed my $200 pair of shoes. And I blame my dog. I blame Dwayne Wade. I blame the city of Cleveland. I blame everyone that my D. Wade teal aqua badass basketball shoes have been destroyed by a mountainous dog cable in my yard near my basketball rack, and that dog should die too. And I just wanted to say one last thing to you. The game plan for the Browns this week against the Packers is throw to Josh Brown 25 times and nothing else. What did I call him?
Josh Gordon.
Well, whatever his name is, throw it to him 25 times.
The only Brown you should be worried about is the bottom of your shoe.
You got that right. The Browns are so bad I can't even remember the players' names on the team. Throw to the guy that smokes all the drugs. He's awesome. He's the best player they got. In fact, everyone should get him a bag of Chronic for all them catches he made last week. And that's probably not a good idea. They need to keep him clean. Never mind. Take that back. I just stepped in another pile of dog cable. Anyway, Andy, thanks for coming on the bench and talking about dog cable and how bad your team smells like dog cable.
Well, one team does. The Cavs don't, at least, and who knows what the Indians are. I'm going to send you an old toothbrush. Go get that stuff.
I heard that LeBron James bought his house on and built it on an Indian burial ground, what do they call those things?
Indian burial ground.
Yeah, like a cemetery. He built it on an ancient burial ground of there's going to be ghosts flying through his house. His kids are going to be scared to death. But you have a nice Christmas, okay?
You too. Stay out of the dog poop.
All right, thanks.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Sign up to be an O'Rewards member today and start earning instantly. O'Rewards members earn $5 back for every 150 points you earn. It's fast, easy, and free, and only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. See store for details. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every 855-212-4227. That's the number to get on the bench. So anyway, we put a podcast out after every show on Twitter, at OnTheBenchCBS and at Scott Farrell. So I got to ask you, seriously, Carver High, first of all, every time I said his name wrong, obviously, Josh Brown, whenever I think of that guy, I get mad, right? So now I'm calling other people Josh Brown.
You do get extremely...
The wife-beater guy.
Out of your element.
The wife-beater guy.
You start talking about Josh Brown.
I hate Josh. The bully, Josh Brown, who's...
Even when you accidentally say his name, like just now with Andy Baskin, where you were... Obviously, you were talking about Josh Gordon.
Right.
The best player on the Browns, no doubt about
all
that.
All I have to do is say Josh, and I think of him.
Right, which is just...
It's a trigger, hair trigger, pin trigger.
Yeah, that's not one of your favorites.
Do you think I'm wrong about him?
No, you're not.
Remember they said, even people said he was a bully all the way back to high school, that he was that way.
Yeah, he's a kicker. Which is, just,
but, is there anything worse than a kicker bully?
Bully kicker. Bully like, kicker.
Who takes crap from the kicker? I mean, honestly. I mean, I actually think Chop could beat up the kicker, right? So let me go back to what I wanted to ask you about, though, seriously. you don't think I'm wrong about Hugh Jackson, do you? And secondly, he did bring up, Baskin did bring up something important in that interview, despite all of my stupid stories about my dog. We did get down to business. John Dorsey was hired so fast, there is no way that they followed the Rooney rule. They didn't interview anyone. They fired that guy and hired John Dorsey same day. They have to be in trouble. They have to be. There's got to be something, a fine or a draft pick they lose for just completely blowing off the rules of the NFL. You have to do it, and they didn't do it. That's all there is to it.
Now, they clearly must have talked to him before today, obviously, and which I believe they were allowed to do because he's not currently employed by anybody. They're allowed to talk to him before today. You're right. You would have to think that. I mean, they let go of Brown this morning, and several hours later, all of a sudden, they have a new GM. I'm sure they're going to tell you some story about how they talk to other people behind closed doors, whatever, but it sure doesn't sound right.
Jason Lockenbauer said they've been working on a new GM for several weeks, but that doesn't answer the question, did they interview anyone else? Which sounds to me like...
It sounds that they might have. Maybe. I mean, who knows? If they've been working on it for several weeks, is it possible that they talked to some other people that currently aren't employed? I guess.
So while the guy was still their GM, they were going behind his back having interviews for a new GM?
You got to remember something. This is the same group of people that we've been talking about for the last 2 weeks completely botched this Tennessee volunteer coaching situation. So, are you surprised?
Are you surprised that Sushi Brown is not the new coach at Tennessee?
You know what the weird thing is about Sashi Brown, who they got rid of this morning? I thought he actually made good trades for the Browns. I thought that the deal he made for Osweiler to get an extra pick, the deal for Collins, there's maneuvering was good. It was just almost like he just obviously didn't know players, but he knew like what he was doing to get them cap space and to acquire them draft picks. It seemed like he knew how to do that stuff, but just didn't know the player side of it. So why not just keep him if he was doing that right and get somebody who then knows players to go with him and not guys like
Pro player personnel
and then
guy.
Get not guys like D. Podesta who are also, you know, computer analytic guys. They're not
Explain to me how a baseball guy, honestly, how is a baseball guy?
How about the fact that he's in L.A. on conference calls?
That's bad enough. I already brought that up. But how is it that, seriously, do you trust a baseball guy with your football decisions? Seriously, like, he knows baseball players. Now you're telling me he knows football players, too? Like, when did he have time for that? Seriously, does anyone have anything? Coach Zimmer, do you have anything to say about that?
I mean, I think because sports have become so sabermetrics and analytical, they think they can just cross over between different sports. And I mean, it's, you know, to be honest, I think you need a talent evaluators more so than you do analytics.
Do you believe that though? I do not buy that you can just cross over into different. What's next? You're going to tell me the NFL GM is going to run the hockey team? It's not happening. Trust me.
Yeah.
What's next? Sashi Brown gets the new job as the GM of the new Seattle NHL franchise? I mean, what's next? Seriously.
No, you're right. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Seriously, am I wrong about this Hugh Jackson? When is someone just going to have the onions to say it? He's done a terrible job there.
I tried defending him a little bit to you last night, and I thought about it more today. And even if you have a bad roster, like, shouldn't you just find – if you're a good coach or
what's
a decent coach –
what's so bad about their roster?
You're right. Well, they have some holes.
Njoku. Now they finally have Gordon
Garrett,
back.
Garrett's played well.
Garrett.
Kizer's
I know Collins had
Kizer
surgery,
wasn't ready.
Right?
I told you this last
Kizer
year.
Wasn't, but
Kizer
they,
wasn't ready.
But they thought he was. These are the geniuses that have been running the team, including the quarterback whisperer.
Duke Johnson's a good player.
Love Duke Johnson. What's
Peppers.
Wrong? Joe Thomas. I mean, what's wrong with the team? Tell me, like, why are they winless?
We just said enough names where you would think they'd find a way somehow to win 2, 3, or 4 games. I mean, a donut.
Do you remember last year when we bet on the over 5?
Oh, my God.
We didn't even come close to it.
No, that was bad last year.
They were so bad, I wouldn't even bet on it this year. I was scared to bet on
it. I almost went to it again this year.
The over?
Yeah, the 4.5. I was going to try it again.
That at this point, that's virtually impossible, is it not? There's four games left.
It's 4.5, I believe. They can't get it over right now.
That is just unbelievable. So, by the way, Brandon Ingram hit a bomb three to win the game for the Lakers at the buzzer in Philly after Embiid hit two free throws to tie it. Then Philly went down with a chance to win it, missed a shot. Lakers got the rebound. I think, I'm pretty sure because I was watching out of the corner of my eye, I think Ball got Ingram the ball out on the wing all alone. He drove the baseline. They all guarded him. And then he shoveled it out, scooped it out to Ingram all alone, unguarded three. No one within 15 feet of him. And he shot it like a free throw. And it was all net. And the Lakers won the game. Info, that's a huge win for the Lakers, if you ask me. Absolutely enormous. Now I'm watching the Jazz and Rockets. Rockets 9-5 out of the gates. JK, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
JK is here. And you know what? You threw me off track, man, talking about those brand new sneakers. I was worried that the Air Force Ones might get messed up or something like that.
I don't even know what that means.
In D.C., they got these. Maybe they named them after Trump's plane. They're Nike Air Force Ones. They're gorgeous. They're all white and all gray.
I have not seen those yet. I got to check them out.
I'm afraid that Cousins is going to get a hold of it.
I'm so devastated that I did it that I told Carver High I've yet to wear them again. So there is strong consideration to never wear them again. And they're $200 brand new. I've worn them like 15 times, you know, just to play in a couple times and shoot around in them a couple times. I've trained in them. I've only played in them a couple times. I didn't find them to be the most comfortable shoes for my broken feet when I play. So the Dwayne Wade's may go to the funeral home.
I know. You should get a bucket of Clorox. But listen, about the Saints, are they going all the way?
Falcons scored to tie the game. Do I think the Saints are going all the way? I doubt it. I really do. I mean, I think they're a good team. I think they're obviously a playoff team, and I think they're capable, and they're going to be in games, much like they're in this game tonight. So I think whoever they play in the playoffs will have their hands full. I do believe that they're beatable. I've seen them lose. And they may very well lose this game tonight. But if you ask me, they've been in control of this game since they were down 10-3. They've owned this game. Until now, they just gave up the equalizer. They could very well lose it. But, Carver, am I wrong that they've been in control of this game?
They definitely have. But with all the turnovers they've gotten, they should be up more. They should be up, period. They're tied.
And they're not. They're not up at all. So, but there's 10 minutes left. Who wins?
Saints.
There you go. Coach Zimmer.
Yeah, I can't see the Falcons stopping Breeze right now.
There you go. All right, so I'm also watching the Thunder in Mexico City up 40-26, blowing out the Nets. I've been considering going to see the Nets play, and the more I watch
them. In Mexico City?
No, in Brooklyn. And the more I'm watching them, the less inclined I am to go watch them play in person. It's the travel to get downtown and then to jump on a train to go to Brooklyn and then the odds of being shanked while in Brooklyn. These are all factors in going to a Nets game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.